Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. This is a very silly, magical town defined by its passion for cake. Birthday cakes are especially important here. Today's story is about how a girl living in a cake-obsessed town stubbornly refuses to accept tradition on her birthday. It's called Wonky Willa Doesn't Want Cake. In the whimsical town of Whiskington, nestled between Gumdrop Gardens and Licorice Lagoon, there was a tradition that everyone followed without question. Every holiday must be celebrated with cake. None of this New Age cupcake or big cookie or Sunday decorating nonsense in Whiskington. Oh no! Holidays were always marked by a big, classic, icing-heavy, fluffy cake. And especially important were birthdays. Birthdays must be celebrated with a cake in Whiskington. The people living in Whiskington loved cake so much that they had actually passed a law that birthdays must include a cake. People who didn't comply would be fined, with their payment going straight into the town's fund for cake. But of course, not all people are always represented equally under the law. And in a cozy cottage with shutters the color of buttercream lived a little girl who the other townsfolk called Wonky Willa. Willa was just about to turn 8 years old, and she was famously known for her aversion to cake.
"Cake? Black!"
Willa would shout. For every single birthday, her parents had a picture of her taking a forced bite of birthday cake and then crossing her arms with a frown, refusing to have a second taste. Each year, as her birthday approached, the townsfolk would whisper, "Will Wonky Willa finally toe the line and eat a piece of birthday cake like she's supposed to?" But whenever Willa happened to hear them murmuring about it, she would scrunch up her nose and declare with a stomp,
"No cake for me! It's simply a bore! It tastes like ordinary! It makes me snore!"
The sad thing was that Willa actually loved food. She just didn't like the normal run-of-the-mill foods. Her dreams were sprinkled with mochi and ice beans, the gooeyest s'more, poppy seed pasta, yolk and galore, toasted gold sprinkles and apples to bake, anything but that boring old cake. As the sun kissed the morning of Willa's 8th birthday, her parents set out an array of delights. Sizzling cinnamon sticks, jiggly jellied toast, and scrambled sunshine eggs. "Happy birthday, dear Willa," they said with a sigh, knowing that they would be called to task by the law of Whiskington and forced to pay a fine. They eyed the empty space on the table where a cake should have been. Willa twirled in her polka dot dress, her eyes shining at the spread.
"Thank you for no cake," she said with a giggle. "Not having to eat a boring old slice is the very best present."
But word of Willa's cakeless celebration reached the depths of a secret kitchen lair, where the cake man, guardian of the grandest baking traditions, mixed and whisked with a flare.
"No cake? No cake! This cannot be. In Whiskington, I'm the master, she'll see. I must bake a cake so wild, it'll turn her right around, so that the next time she sees a cake, she'll want to gobble it down,"
he exclaimed, his mustache made of icing quivering with determination. The cake man set right to work, tossing aside his recipe books.
"To win over Wonky Willa," he pondered, "I'll need to cook up something as wonky as her nickname."
Into the bowl went the usual suspects, flour, sugar, eggs, and butter. But then the cake man added a splash of adventure and a pinch of the peculiar. Candied jalapenos, swirls of seaweed, a hint of minty mango, and a cascade of caramel popcorn. With each addition, the mixture transformed, becoming something entirely new. Entirely wonky. As the cake man adorned the cake with the last of the toasted gold sprinkles, he stood back to admire his bizarre masterpiece. It was a sight of towering layers, each one more unpredictable than the last, topped with a mochi crown fit for a queen of cork.
"It is complete," he declared, his voice echoing off the copper pots and pans. "The cake that will bring Wonky Willa back to tradition. She will see there's a cake that's just right for everyone. Imagination is always the secret ingredient."
With the cake carried aloft, the cake man made his way through Whiskington, drawing a crowd of curious onlookers. They followed a parade of anticipation to Willa's buttercream cottage. Willa, in the midst of twirling to her heart's content, stopped at the sight of the crowd.
"What's all this?" she wondered aloud, instantly skeptical.
The cake man, with a grandiose bow, presented the cake.
"For you, dear Willa, a cake like no other. One that embraces tradition and the wonder of the unexplored."
Willa's eyes widened at the sight of the confection. It was nothing like the cakes she had snubbed before. It was whimsical, wild, and undeniably wonky, much like herself. She leaned in, her nose tickled by the sense of sweet and savory, familiar and foreign. The crowd held their breath as Willa took a tentative taste. The flavors danced upon her tongue, a medley of madness and marvel. "Mmm," she exclaimed, her taste buds tickled with delight. "It's strange, it's funny, it's perfectly right!" The townsfolk erupted in cheers, their belief in their tradition both upheld and expanded. The cake man's mustache curled upwards with his smile. Willa looked up at him, her eyes sparkling.
"You know, cake man, I thought traditions were like all the cakes from my previous birthdays, stale and unchanging. But you show me that they can be spruced up with a dash of dreams."
The cake man chuckled, his heart as full as his mixing bowl had been.
"Traditions are our recipes from the past, Wonky Willa. But there's always room for a new ingredient or two."
And so Wonky Willa celebrated her 8th year with a bite of something old, a nibble of something new, and a heart bursting with joy. Around her, the townsfolk savored slices of the wonky cake, their eyes lighting up with each surprising flavor. Laughter filled the air, mingling with the sweet and savory scents of the cake man's extraordinary creation. The cake man watched as Wonky Willa, with a sly smile, offered a piece to a young boy who had always insisted on plain vanilla. He hesitated, looking to the cake man, who nodded encouragingly. With a brave bite, the boy's face transformed from wary to wonderstruck. It's actually good, he exclaimed, and another ripple of laughter cascaded through the town. Willa beamed, her earlier dance of delight now a dance of shared discovery. Cake man, she said, you've baked more than a cake today. You've mixed up a batch of fun and frosted it with excitement. The cake man's eyes twinkled.
And you, Wonky Willa, have reminded us that even the most tried and true traditions can do with a sprinkle of creativity. To grow, to change, to taste the new. This is the zest of life.
Later that night, Willa, tucked snugly in bed, thought about her birthday wish that had come true. Not in the way she'd expected, but in a manner far better. She realized that sometimes what one needs isn't to do away with traditions entirely, but to give them a little shake, to blend the old with a dash of innovation, just like the cake man had done with his wondrous cake. Meanwhile, that same night, the cake man in his secret kitchen lair cleaned his bowls and spoons, his heart as light as a sponge cake.
Happy birthday, Wonky Willa, he whispered. May your years be as rich and as varied as the layers of your birthday cake.
From that day on, birthdays in Whiskington were never the same. They were celebrations of the past sprinkled with the promise of the future, each one a chance to try something different, to be a little wonky, and to savor the joy of life's endless flavors. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.